Masechet Midot, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. The rest of the Perek is going to talk about the Bet HaMoked, which we spoke about at the end of last Mishnah, which was the large room that had many fires within it in order to warm up the Kohanim who would walk barefoot in the Bet HaMikdash. We'll talk about how the Hall of Fire, the Bet HaMoked, had four smaller rooms within it. Mishnah says, Ve'arba leshakot hayu bebet hamoked. There were four small rooms in the corners of the bet hamoked, the hall of fire. Kekitonot petuchot lateraklin. They were like small rooms that opened up into a palace. The four chambers were like rooms of a royal palace, that they were all built within the hall. They weren't on the outside of the building with doors connecting them to the inside, but they were small rooms within this big room. Shetayim ba'kodesh u'shtayim ba'chol. They were halfway built on the Temple Mount and halfway in the Azara, in the courtyard. So therefore, two of the chambers were sanctified. They were kodesh because they were in the courtyard. And two of them were in the unsanctified part on the Temple Mount. V'rashe pispesin mavdilin ben kodesh la'chol. The ends of wooden beams would separate between the sanctified half and the unsanctified half to mark a boundary between them. It was important to know because Kohanim would eat korbanot in the Bet HaMoked, and if it was taken to the unsanctified spot, it would become invalid. Uma hayu meshameshot. What was the use of all of these different chambers? Ma'aravit deromit hi haital lishkat tela'e korban. The southwest chamber was the chamber of the lambs of korbanot, unblemished lambs that were used for the korban tamid, were kept over there. Deromit mizrahit hi hayta lishkat oseh lechem apanim. The southeast chamber was the chamber of the makers of the lechem apanim, the special loaves that were kept on the shulchan in the hechal. The lechem apanim were baked there every week. Mizrahit sefonit ba ganzu bnei hashmonai et avnei mizbeach. In the northeast chamber, the Hashmonaim stored the stones of the Mizbeach that the Greeks defiled when they took control of the Beit HaMikdash. In the Hanukkah story, they brought korbanot of their idols on the outer Mizbeach. So when Bnei Israel took over, when the Yehudim took over again, under the leadership of Yehuda HaMakabi, Matityahu, the Hashmonaim, and they took over the Beit HaMikdash, they thought that it wasn't the right thing to bring korbanot on that same Mizbeach that Avodah Zarah was slaughtered on. So they removed the stones of the original Mizbeach and they were stored over here in the Bet HaMoked. We also call it the Chamber of Receipts because people could purchase flour and wine for their korbanot over here. Sefonit Ma'aravit Bayordim LeBet HaTevilah. In the northwest chamber, there was an entrance to a tunnel that Kohanim who were impure would go down to the mikveh located beneath the Bet HaMikdash. There was a mikveh and there was a fire to warm the Kohanim after they dipped. If a Kohen was sleeping in the Bet HaMoked and it became Tameh, he would go down to the mikveh over here and he would dip in that spot if he became impure while he was sleeping by having being a Baal Kedi. It was also known as the Chamber of the Hall of Fire, because any Kohen who became impure and he had to dip and get cold in the mikveh would do it in this spot. The warmth is provided in this room.